This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The White House is signaling it is not seeking to further escalate the trade war with Beijing after the administration of President Donald Trump took the mostly symbolic action of declaring China a currency manipulator.
We have negotiated in good faith. We want to continue to negotiate in good faith with the Chinese. Unfortunately, his view is we didn't make any progress at the Shanghai meeting. So he took an action.
Larry Kudlow, the director of the National Economic Council, told reporters on Tuesday that China is only hurting itself.
Lower tax rates, creating incentives, deregulating labor and energy markets everywhere, and fair trade. Those are the things that our allies should be looking at. But I agree, they're in poor shape economically. We're in great shape economically. And frankly, the biggest loser is China right now.
If there's a deal or progress, he said, the president may reconsider some of the actions he has taken, such as reversing increased tariffs on Chinese products. Kudlow also warned additional punitive action against China could be taken by the president if no progress is achieved. Another American icon has passed away, the American author Toni Morrison, the first black woman to win the Nobel Prize for Literature, has died at the age of 88. Her publisher said Morrison died Monday night at Montefiore Medical Center in New York. In their citation for her Nobel Prize in 1993, the judges hailed her use of language. Here she is, joking with reporters.
Well, I think the pinnacle for a writer has got to be the Nobel Prize. For other kinds of things, flawless character, something like the Glamour Lifetime Achievement Award is most welcome.
This is